All right.
Oh, my gosh.
6 o'clock. And I guess welcome to Black Girls Laughing Live.
This is crazy.
Really freaking crazy. You know what? I thought I was going to do this. I'm going to hold it.
Yeah, you are.
I need control. All right. So we are Black Girls Laughing. We are here with the dope takes on current events.
Other people can see you say that in real life right now.
So yeah, I am Brittany, and this is
B.
We do a weekly show where we talk about pop culture, self-care, and success.
Yeah, being Black women and Black girls laughing.
Woohoo! Yeah, it's all about laughing, having a good time, and being cool.
Being cool.
So, how was your week?
It was good. It's been really disgustingly hot in Philadelphia. I've had absolutely no energy. I was supposed to have an event after work every day this week. I definitely skipped two because I just couldn't do it anymore. But yeah, work is good. Work is intense. I have a lot of work on my plate due by this coming Friday. That's kind of overwhelming, but it's been good. Just trying to take care of myself. How about you?
Well, I'm back in Philly after I moved to Colorado in January. And this weekend has been amazing because all of my awesome friends have been so, so freaking awesome. And I started off supporting Black art. I did a little photo shoot when I came in on Friday. Oh, yeah. Went out to check out Ariel Pina and Shari Williams. They have a show coming up. They're actually here. Hey. they have a show coming up called No Introduction, and it's all about identity. And how Black women are perceived based off of their skin color. You know, we've talked about colorism a lot on the show.
Yes.
And so I was like, I have to represent and help out my fellow Philly artists. And it was a great experience, and I can't wait for their show. It's going to be happening in August. Girl, tell me the dates real quick. 19th and 20th. August 19th and 20th at Headlong Studios. So you should check them out. You
can I'll go to
arielpina.com /no-introduction to learn more about the show. And they need some money. So if you got some dollars, throw them at them.
Give them money. Support Black women and Black art.
Yes,
give them
support
your money.
Black women. And then, you know, I hung out with you. You know,
yes.
We got some chicken. We ate a ton of chicken.
So much
we
chicken.
Ate all of the chickens.
Yes, we did.
We got our Korean chicken, fried chicken on, ate lots of kimchi, had a great time, followed that up with some karaoke. So I'm living the dream. I'm living the damn dream. This is me.
Living your best Philly life.
Yes. Really? I brunched.
Oh, brunch so hard.
Went to Honey Sit and Eat, like real Philly brunching.
Waited in line for half an hour just to get inside.
Yeah, you know, almost died from the heat, but it's all good. It's all good. I got me some eggs, some not overdone eggs, so we are happy.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's kick it into overdrive and go into The John.
Yes, The John. So this is our segment all about current events. Because the John can mean anything.
Really? So the most Philly thing.
For the Philly folks, you guys know what John means. For the people that are not from Philly, it means anything.
Anything.
It's a word.
At all.
Fill it in. But one thing you must know is that women are not Johns.
No.
Check out our second episode. It's all about that.
Women are not all Johns. Right. Remember that.
So let's start off with the trash, I guess, because there's a lot of trash to talk about. Like, we're gonna skip over OJ. OJ's getting out of jail soon.
He's
that's
not
all cool.
Black. He's OJ. That's all you need to know.
Well, and that's why he was in jail for the entire Obama administration, because he didn't deserve a Black president. Like, he wasn't for
him. He was not here.
You know, he got to miss that and go
OJ.
Right into the garbage. That's good. But let's go to the real trash, I guess.
Do we have? Okay. So I gave like a sneak peek when you guys came in. I said R. Kelly is garbage. right?
Yeah, and I think we've all known that. I mean, many people have known that, and then a lot of people have not known that.
Yeah, so for the people that didn't know that, you learned. For the people that knew that, you were reminded. And Brittany brought up a good point that a lot of his collaborators haven't been saying anything about the trash that was revealed this week.
Like 43 of them were asked to like comment. So if you don't know, there was a BuzzFeed article that came out. I had to take like 3 showers after reading that scary ass thing. And it's terrible what is going on, and you know, allegations, whatever.
Cults and
you know, houses all over.
Underage girls.
Yeah, all of the terribleness. So he's worked with a lot of people.
We're talking Celine Dion, Jay-Z, Lady Gaga, like all of your faves, all of them.
And they're all saying nothing.
Nothing. Not even Celine Dion. Come on, Celine.
Like, at least say, like, Black Girls Matter or something. Like, just say something. Like, we care about Black girls and we should listen to them when they say things.
Yeah, which I brought up a good point when we were talking about this, that most of the men on the list have been messing around with underage girls. Jay-Z with Beyonce, creeping on her when she was underage. Future is just a pile of fecal matter in general. So, like, what is he going to say? So it's, you know, it's always disappointing to like see your faves not say anything. Like, this is gross to everyone. Everyone finds it disgusting. Like, just say, yeah, that's nasty. Like, that's all you got to say. That's all we're looking for.
No, that is it. Like, I read the story and I did not enjoy it and move on. But yeah, they're saying, Mom, they want to be on the next I Believe I Can Fly 2, I guess. I don't know, but like they want to be in the closets chapter 54. But like, come on. Like, let's just say
something.
You know, call someone an asshole when they're an asshole, and that's it. That's all we need.
Yeah, and I really hope that specifically the Black women that he's worked with say something, because he's doing this against Black women, and ain't nobody out here for us but us. So I hope
Damn
they speak
right.
up. Move on to next trash.
I mean, they're like related. I mean, they were
friends,
with the same girl.
Buddies. He's on the list. He's on the list of people that didn't say anything.
So Usher, you made me say it. Yep. Usher has herpes and didn't tell someone?
Anybody?
It's so gross.
Like, condoms are like a 50 cents. You can, yeah, condoms are free. Condoms are free.
My thing is, like, you can see herpes. Like, who was like, okay, you're Raymond. Like, all right. You can, someone's sick dick comes at you, you say no.
Am I supposed to have a response for that? I'm interested to see what happens legally with this, because it is illegal to not disclose your STDs or STIs when sleeping with someone else. And he didn't do that, and he knew. So I don't know if he's going to say he didn't know or what.
Damages, that's all.
Or if they knew. But, you know, you've all seen the Let It Burn memes this week. And you you know you chuckled because it's funny.
That should have been the cackle.
Yeah, that's me cackling. That's my cackle. But good things. Let's skip ahead to the good thing.
All right. The one good thing.
The one good thing.
Our girl, Issa Rae, comes back today.
Woo! Insecure season 2.
Who has HBO that I can go over to your house to watch it later? Because I'm not home and I need to see it.
She's not joking.
No, I'm for real though. Like, who's ready to host the after party?
We'll like buy some French fries.
We'll bring more chicken.
Yeah. Letting us come over. Yeah, so. You've heard, if you listen to the show, you've heard us fangirl about Issa Rae 100,000 times. But it just never gets old. She never gets old. The love for her never gets old.
No, no.
It's beautiful to see Black women be a full fleshed out character. They're not just the friend. They're not just the funny one. They're not just the hookup. they're all of that in one person and all of these people in a show, which is what humans are. We are the funny one and the hookup and the best friend and the girlfriend and the love interest. And God, I love her so much.
I mean, I love Insecure so much because it's our story. It's like, it's not tragedy. It's not rooted in, it's just girls, it's black girls effing up. And having a great, and like living their life and doing their thing and like, you know, having good moments and having shitty moments. And like, that's what life is. But it's not rooted in some like terrible tragedy. It's not rooted in, you know, in gang violence or any of the things that they like to push upon our community. As
no one had being a nasty uncle.
Exactly.
And had to grow up with that. Yeah. Or some like Tyler Perry tragedy.
It's just a good time.
Yeah.
Ah. And then like the show is like run by all black women. Like it's not just Issa Rae starts in the show and all these other beautiful black women get to shower in the show. It's like we have a black showrunner, we have black grips, we have black women that are being the DPs. They are out there making it happen, that, you know, in front of the camera, behind the camera. And it's just, it's beautiful and will be inspiring for so many more girls to go do it. Because, like, you know, I wanted to do things like that and I got afraid. There wasn't someone that being that example. And so for everyone that is younger and is trying to make those dreams, like, that is, like, here you go. An amazing example of just showing your own story.
Yeah. And if you guys don't follow Issa Rae outside of Insecure or her book, check out her YouTube channel. She puts on works of other black directors, black writers, black artists with black casts. Like, her YouTube channel is like, the show itself is amazing. And then you go to the YouTube and you see, again, like a whole nother show, like Giants, like we talked about, where you see these people, you see black people talking about mental health. Like, damn, where is that when I was like, what's depression? I don't understand this. And I'm being told to pray it away, like so many of us were. And now you have, like, particularly that show, the girl was my complexion. And I was like, damn, like, same size, same complexion, like, can't get out of bed? Like, where was that when I was trying to figure that out on my own? So, God, I just love Issa Rae. Like, we just love her so much. And we could go on for 50 minutes about how much we love her.
One last thing. She's, like, as we gas her up, she's great at gassing up other people, yes, too. Like, that's the other beautiful thing. Like, she's been out here on this tour, on this press junket, like, letting everyone know who is amazing. And also giving love to the people that are talking to her. And it's just beautiful.
I want to be Issa Rae when I grow up.
We will be, tomorrow.
Yay! I heard that somewhere else too, so it's gonna happen. Someone else want to say it like 3 times? Who's gonna say it?
Yeah, like Beetlejuice.
Anyone? Yeah! Woohoo! All right, so we ended the John on a good note. We started with garbage. We wanted to end on a high. Thank you for laughing with us through the John.
All right. Woo!
All right. Now we're going to move on to a You Better Work.
All right. That is my segment. All about success. And this story is because there's a new movie out. Have you seen that Girl Trip is out? And you know that girl, Tiffany Haddish, who's just like giving everyone's just falling in love with her. Like every review that you're seeing for that movie is like, she is stealing the show. She's so funny. She's so amazing. And I read this story about her and I wanted to share it with y'all because I think it has some good lessons on, one, being a supportive person to the people that are in your tribe. So if you know you're a blogger, you're an entrepreneur, you're a dancer, choreographer, actor, and you have the people that are doing the same things as you, podcasters, hey, what up, my friends, hey. You know, we're a community, we're a tribe. I got a card today, I'm in the club. You know, but it's all about being able to support each other. So Tiffany Haddish didn't have the easiest life. You know, she had a mother that had that was diagnosed with schizophrenia when she was 9 years old, and she had to take over her family and become the mother figure for her siblings. She, through some good community engagement work, you know, we work in the arts, and community engagement work is very important to us. And with one comedy company took her in and gave her her first shot to go out and become a comedian. So, you know, she was doing everything. She was out there supporting her family, trying to be a comedian, and she fell into some serious hard times. She was living out of her car, and she was hiding that fact. She wasn't letting anyone know, not asking for any help. And we always talk on the show that, you know, closed mouths do not get fed. And if you don't tell people what you need, you're not going to get it. And sometimes you have to ask for help. She didn't want to do that. She wanted to get out of this hole by herself. Well, another fellow comedian saw what was going on and saw that she was living out of her car, and gave her some money. That comedian was actually Kevin Hart. Just gave her $300 to sort of help her get on her feet. But he said to her in that moment, he's like, okay, here's this money, but I want you to go back and I want you to write out some goals. What are your goals? What are you trying to achieve? So she wrote out some goals, you know, like, I want to get a house, you know, I don't want to be living in my car anymore, stuff like that. But she also, like, made some big lofty goals for her career. And she turned around and made it happen. She started to hit those things. So one, the big lesson here that I took from it is, like, one, and I know I'm going through some tough things, and, like, I need to remind myself every day that I need to be humble and be ready to ask for help. Asking for help, not being afraid to ask for help, and not feeling that shame when taking help. Like, that's the thing that I fight the most. It's shameful to, like we put so much on success in this world that, you know, you have to be on your A game all the time, and we're not. We fall down. We need to get picked up, and we need to be willing to take it when we do fall down. But then we also, as people, when we're doing good, we're doing our damn thing, you know, we need to be able to look out and see people that are in distress. So when you're up on the tower, you can't just be like, I'm here, guys. Bye, either come to my level or not. You need to help your friends to get to that level too. And I just was just really, it was just so beautiful because, like, what, now she, you know, opened for Chappelle, is in this movie, was on the Carmichael show, is about to be on another show with Tracy Morgan that's going to be on TBS this fall. Like, she's doing it. She's everywhere. And not too long ago, she was living out of her car. And it's just a message that, like, you know, no matter where you are right now, you have no idea where you're going to be tomorrow. So keep pushing. So that's, yeah, the better work.
I love it. Working together instead of looking at everything like a competition.
Yeah.
Because when you do well and your friends do well, everyone's doing well. And who doesn't love that?
Some people don't.
Well, that was beautiful.
You gotta run for them. You gotta run.
That was beautiful. Yeah. find a black girl who also wants to do a podcast with you, and then here you are, and Tattooed Moms doing a podcast together,
you know,
and you're
supporting
friends.
Each other, love, all that stuff. Like, we're an example.
Yeah, we are an example for something. We lied. We lied earlier. We do something right. I'm proud of us. All right. Thank you so much for that. You better work.
Thank you. What you got for the check it, girl?
The check
it. We need to check ourselves.
So this is why I'm the dark emo one. I like to talk about mental health and emotions. And what I've been thinking a lot since, you know, if you listen to the show, I go to therapy once a week. My therapist really pushes me to think about everything, whatever. And he loves that I have this podcast because I'm like, oh, yeah, I already talked about this. Like, I don't need to talk about it with you. I told everyone in the world who wants to listen to me talk. But I've been thinking a lot about perceptions, and if you know me, you know I'm just kind of like, people can think whatever they want. I don't give a shit. And I try to be like that because it's an act of self-care, and, like, there's too many people to think about. But lately I've been thinking about what I do or like what ownership I take on my, what I'm giving off to other people and how they perceive me. Full disclosures, as some of you know, I have this love for K-pop, and I do have friends that I've made through this love of K-pop and been talking to them, and a lot of them were like, yeah, I didn't know if you wanted to be my friend because you're really intimidating and I felt like you needed to validate me and like you don't care what other people think, so that made me really scared of like, oh, well, she doesn't like me. And I'm like, huh, like why would me not caring what other people think make other people think that I wouldn't like them? So then I've been looking at like my perception of being this loud, boisterous, I don't care person and how other people may not be like that, so it scares them. Mm-hmm. And then they think that they should have to be like that too because I'm that way, and I would, I don't know, only surround myself with people that are that way. And it's like weird to think about like all these ins and outs of perception and like what do I take ownership for and what do we say, yes, this is what I'm giving off to other people, and our perception of them needs to be looked at too, because then I'm like, oh, this girl's real quiet and weird when really she's like afraid of me because I'm, I don't know, giving off this vibe that I'm not afraid of anything. Which is a lie, a big, huge lie. Like, once you get to know me, I'm like a big, huge baby with like too many feelings, which is why Brittany calls me the emo one, because I feel everything and I just wrap it up in like being loud and being boisterous. And I'm curious now of like what I give off to other people and why that wouldn't be, to me, inviting. Like, we became friends because I was like, oh, this girl's also funny. She also doesn't seem to care what other people think. And she's a black girl I work with. Like, this is perfect. This is someone that I relate to. But, like, are there other people that are looking at you that are like, oh, she needs to validate me. Like, I'm scared. So, like, how do we look at and parse that out between what other people are responsible for and what is not our responsibility, and then what we are responsible for in the spaces that we exist in? And again, this can get really deep. If you listen to our episodes, we talk about this stuff a lot longer. But no, to my friends or anyone that I interact with, I'm really open. I do like most people, unless you're like, I don't know, a white supremacist or like gross or something like that. And me being my way does not mean you have to be the same way. And if you're quiet, that's cool. If you're loud and like to laugh with black girls, that's cool
you're
too.
You're really awesome.
So I don't, just take a look at how people perceive you, what part of it is what you want people to perceive you as, and what part of it is actually just their issue and not yours.
Yes. So clap, yes, yes, yes.
That's the emo-ness.
Good job, emo one.
Woohoo!
Okay.
All right. So the good stuff, the fun stuff, yeah. More fun stuff.
Yeah, we've got lots of fun stuff.
Should we? I want to sing this.
We're gonna sing it.
We're gonna sing it because it's the throwback jam.
I do try to sing it all
you
the time.
You should sing it. We did just sing karaoke Friday.
Well, we didn't do this song. We didn't warm up. We didn't practice. Damn. You're going to make me sing.
Me, 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 me. We don't actually have to sing this. I was just totally kidding. But we do usually bust out in song when we give our throwback jams. So full disclosure, we didn't really prepare this throwback jam. Like, usually it's a song that we hear throughout the week and we're like, oh shit, write that down, that's a throwback jam.
We talk about like memories of the song and like how it made us feel when we were like 10. But I don't really have anything for this one.
No,
but we just like this song.
Yeah. And there was a guy that was driving by on my way here who was like in the weirdest car, wearing the weirdest hat, you know, all the windows down, like bumping this song, which is so odd to me because this is a song where you like get in your feels and you like take your comb.
You can still bump to this song.
I know,
song,
but
though.
I'm like comb microphone in the shower, in the mirror to this song, not like driving down in West Philly, like, I don't know, going
yeah, to. Going to wherever he was going. Yeah. get in a cheese stick. I don't know. It's Philly.
So do you want to?
So our song. Are we going to sing it?
No, do you want to sing it? Sing it.
We'll sing it. Well, we can start. Ready?
What if we start on a different note?
Oh my gosh, it's going to be terrible.
Real love. Oh. I'm searching for a real love. Someone to put my heart with real love. I'm searching for a real love. Okay, that's all I'm
saying.
That's
all we get. My little Mary J.
Mary
for y'all.
J. Blige. Yeah, so this guy was like bumping down West Philly.
It's got a good beat.
It does.
I got to find a real love.
But like, I feel like everyone kind of showed us. It's like the one that you're like in your room and you're like, oh, baby. And you, like, you're waving your hands, not like. I guess different strokes for different folks, man.
Right, right.
I'll have to try bumping this sometime when I drive in a car.
Which is like never, so.
You're right.
You don't got
can
a
I
car.
Bump it on, so does that mean I can bump it on SEPTA, though?
I jam on SEPTA, well, back when I lived here, all the time.
But jam with your headphones in or jam where you decide that everyone else on the train wants to hear the song you're listening to?
I'm not rude. I mean, I would do that if I had friends.
But it's Mary J. Blige. So is it rude or is it like I'm gifting
sharing is caring.
You
yeah, it's
with
gifting.
This song?
I like that. No. You do that. You do
this
that.
Is a dilemma.
You do that at 5 p.m. on the train. On the train.
I'll
let
record
me know.
It. Record and I'll back. Just like stand in the and dance by myself.
See how that goes okay. for you.
I feel like I've seen weirder things on SEPTA, and I'm sure we
definitely.
All have. So like, as long as I don't maybe like. Yeah, if I smell okay, and it, then it'll be fine, right?
Yeah, put your hands in the air, not care.
Oh my gosh, we're so fast.
Yeah, we went
we're
through all our things
faster
really quickly
than we thought we would be.
Flew through this list, we're like,
yeah, we were like, oh god, 50 minutes. Like, yeah, we talk no. so much, we need to time
no,
ourselves.
We were just like,
and now
yeah,
we're like, sure.
we
should have
known. We didn't dwell on that evil, that's why we went through
no,
the evil
we
real
did.
Fast.
We did, and we should have thought about this as two theater people. Like, we say we need more time, and then we get on stage, and it's like, bam, your line, bam, your line, bam, your line. So, as you can tell, we're clearly dragging this out now. I don't know. Is there anything? We didn't do an anxiety corner, but is there anything that you read in the news about the current administration that makes you anxious? You can talk about it even for more than 2 minutes.
All of it.
Yeah.
like, what? He's pardoning himself now? Like, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Spicy
stealing refrigerators.
Spicy steals refrigerators. Yeah.
Yeah. If you
Did he
one
quit
of the
or
things.
Like
yeah. So he quit, and one of these articles that I read was that when he started, there were junior staffers that had, I guess, like the best refrigerator, and they like, because they're working around the clock because. Donald Trump spouts some bullshit like every second, so they're constantly like trying to fight the fire, so they pretty much live there, and they I guess like live on lean cuisines because they only have 2 seconds to heat up their food and then go I don't know mitigate Twitter as it's blowing up all the time because that's the only way he talks to people. I guess
I want to meet the Twitter manager for this administration. They're probably
they
an
have,
evil
like,
person though but.
They're probably a young person with a whole head of gray hair just from stress.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I guess Spicy, the man being the man that he is, found out that they had this really great refrigerator and wanted it. And the junior staffers stood up for themselves for a refrigerator, of all things, and said, no, we live on lean cuisines. You're not taking this refrigerator. And he went and stole it. So, like, they got pictures of him, like, dragging this mini fridge that he wanted because it kept his food and beverages at, like, the temperature he wanted. And, like, now there's this running joke that he didn't quit earlier because he didn't want everyone to know about him stealing this mini fridge, which might be a real thing. I mean, if you watch Spicy on TV, he's
just a mess. Like, he doesn't know how to do his job.
I feel like the only thing he would know to do well is, like, what temperature to keep his food and beverages.
Like, eat and chew. Yeah, like, chew that's and it. Sip. And like, those are his main things.
But the funniest contrast was that I'm laughing at this article while opening another tab and seeing that Trump is trying to shut down all the ACA, like, help offices. So when people want to call and sign up for the Affordable Care Act health insurance, they can, like, have someone talk to them on the phone and work them through the process. And now he's pulling funding because he doesn't want the ACA to work. If you take away the elements of it that were working, then it dies and people have to vote in something else because it's not working anyway. So, like, I see Sean Spicy, the weirdo he is, stealing a refrigerator as a trending topic, but have to dig deep for the fact that these health offices for people to get health insurance are being pulled.
That's the trick. That's the game. Like, they don't, like, want you. That's why he's always out here being crazy, so we don't focus on the real story.
Yeah, and I know
he being 45. Spicy's out there too, but, like, 45's the worst.
Spicy's out now, so we have other people to look at. But I know that inherently that they do those headlines, so I'm not actually paying attention to what's actually going to affect me. But, like, right before I come here, like, I don't know, it still blows my mind. I still get overwhelmed by everything. Thank God for this podcast where I can be like, can we laugh over the mini fridge? Because, like, everything else is scary. So, like, I hope his lean cuisines were cold until he quit. I don't know.
All right. Do you want to do our main? Oh, still,
our main event. Yeah, like, we can wrap it up.
Yeah,
listen,
whatever.
We can drink with y'all for the time that we should have still been doing this show and we ended early.
I like it. Right? I like that idea. I enjoy drinking.
If you want to record us drinking, I don't know. That could be the end of the show. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink. All right. So it is our signature segment, I guess. It's called Giggle, Cackle, Roar. I just said roar. I didn't roar. I didn't do any of my crazy things. Just.
Whoa. Should we talk about why we have this segment?
I guess. Why do we have this segment, B?
Why? I mean, do we have different reasons?
We might. I don't know. Let's see.
So when we started Black Girls Laughing, for me personally, it was this idea that Black girl joy is not something that you get to see all the time or, like, in your face enough. I mean, we know it exists. We live in it together all the time. And then things like the administration and just the world and, like, everything, I'm trying not to get emo, could be, like, really terrible and awful, but we always end
with
giggling,
laugh,
cackling, or roaring. So it's with a laugh. So we end each episode on a positive note. So that's mine.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I'll keep that too. That's mine as well. That's real good. Yeah. I like. I mean, we had three people at that time.
Yes.
They were Shonda. I remember you. You were on that show before.
You were on that show.
And, you know, it's Giggle Cackle Roar because we got three people. no, that's the non-deep explanation. But, yeah, I mean, there's stuff that we need to laugh at. There's stuff that we, you know, I see the giggle as something that's nice and sweet, something that, like, warms your heart. I see the cackle as something that is might be a little shitty. But it's great to cackle at things that are terrible to sort of ease the pain. And I see the roar as, you know, you go, girl, we're roaring for you. We're loving what you're doing. And, like, it's for the stuff that we care about the most, the stuff that needs to be, you know, singing about on the mountaintop. Like, that, and that's how I, like, compartmentalize this idea of giggling, cackling, and roaring. It's to share what makes, and you know, it could be little things. I've giggled about cartoons that I love and video games. Steven Universe is the best cartoon ever. If you don't watch Steven Universe, you need to get your goddamn life right now. I'm missing out. I can sing songs from that show on the ukulele now. Like, I'm really cool, guys. yeah, it could be small things, it could be big things. I mean, today our things are very rooted in entertainment because it's rooted in people that we love the most.
Duh. And also, like, Black people in entertainment have just, we know they're there. We've known they're there, but it's like,
well, we're in a renaissance right now.
It's so beautiful.
And I love it. I love it. I love that we have so much TV, we have so much movies, so many movies. We can have more.
It's
don't think that we have too many, folks.
No.
But, you know, but, like, it's just amazing.
And everything is starting to feel like the first time I saw the Black Panther trailer, when I was just like, this is so,
when you lost your damn mind.
Beautiful. And I had just seen Wonder Woman before that, and I was like, who's Wonder Woman? I was like, do you see all this beautiful melanin in this trailer? Like,
yeah.
Now everything feels like that.
Yeah, no, everything. Yeah, I mean, everything. from
music, when we,
what? Yeah, music, TV, you know, everything. Anyway, So let's just go and talk about the things that we want to talk about. So, Beyonce,
God, reportedly, Beyonce is working on her next album.
That's enough. That's
I don't like it. I don't know.
I didn't think we were going to get one.
Literally
last week, we were like, okay, we're very lucky that we got to see a glimpse of the babies. Like, that's all we're going to see from her for the rest of the year. She's going away.
Like,
it was already, like, too fast, I felt, for her to even show the babies after, you know, how terrible we were to Blue. I thought we shouldn't get to see them.
No, we shouldn't.
I would have just held them, you know, out of light for a while. But no, she brought them to the forefront, and I'm grateful. I'm very grateful.
Thank you. We've been blessed, but reportedly, she's working on her next album. I'm interested to see it, if it's a response to Jay-Z's album.
But that was like, yeah.
I know, that's what Lemonade was, and his was essentially a response to Lemonade, but, like, there's more shit that happened. Like, that elevator didn't happen over only one album of content.
You're right. We'll see. I mean, I feel like it's going to be all about babies and motherhood and, like, the earth and, like, nipples that hurt and, like, stuff like all of that. Like, you know, like, real mother stuff, because people like to act like she's not a real mother, and she's going to show them that she's a real mother.
Yes, because maternity shoots are not for Black women, if you didn't know that, apparently.
Well, that's what all the mommy blogs told me.
Anyway, they're just mad because you can't, like, Photoshop them into Renaissance paintings or, like, anything that any Renaissance artist did, and it makes sense because she looks, like, otherworldly, like, painted.
She's
imperfect. Anyway, we'll give you weekly updates on what we find out about Beyonce's album, and you will know when it drops, and we'll do an album review episode just like we did for Lemonade.
And that's, we'll, That is our highest listened episode. It's all about Lemonade. You should check that out.
We had champagne and we listened to Lemonade and talked about each song.
We went track by track.
Individually.
People use that to go see the Formation tour. They told us about it. Okay?
Yeah,
it
for
was
real.
It was their warm up. Okay.
Like, we got y'all ready for right. Beyonce. We were your pregame. We'll be your pregame for Beyonce.
So, yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait for that Beyonce album.
Me neither.
And then I was gifted this really beautiful trailer. I watched it last night, actually. Taraji P. Henson's going to be an assassin. And ooh. I am living for it. Proud Mary. I was like, what? Is this another, like, are we doing another What's Love Got to Do with It biopic? Because, you know, she does the biopics, too. So I was like, ready to see that? No. An assassin up there doing push-ups on kettlebells, looking strong and sexy, and I just cannot wait. There was like an element of it that like reminded that, you know, harkens to Foxy Brown and to all these movies that we got in the 70s, and we didn't get to continue to have those movies. Like, we had that era and it went away, and now it gets to come back in a beautiful, less exploitative way. So I'm just like excited. I just can't wait to see this movie and see what it like, see if it gets sequels and gets to have like the full, you know, shebang or not. Cause you know what? Not everything is a damn sequel. So like, let it just live. Let it just like be a great movie. So I'm really excited. I know I haven't seen, like, I haven't been excited for Taraji things in a minute because I don't care about Empire anymore. Sorry, guys. But, like, I don't know. It was beautiful. I mean, I'm excited to just see her shoot people. Who does she shoot? Like, who does she shoot? Who does she assassinate?
Yeah.
Who's bad?
Who's the bad guy?
Who's the bad guy? What are they excited. Doing? Are they stealing black girls? Because then it'll be even better.
That would be so good. Can we write that if they don't do it?
Yeah. I have this comic book that I'm about to write where these group of women come back in time. And don't steal this idea.
Trademarked right
they,
now. We're
they
saying
come it. Back in time and kill fuckboys.
That's like my dream job. I'm in this comic.
And they're just like stuck in this crew. And they just have to go and they help women kill the fuckboys before they fuck
it.
Them over.
I'm
and
in it. You wrote me in this. I'm in this comic.
And it's like historical fuckboys too and like fictional fuckboys. I'm like thinking about like one of the first ones that I thought about was like, how do like we go back and we kill Hamlet before he fucks over Ophelia? You know?
I'm in this comic. I'm in this. Like, I'm writing myself in.
You know?
Oh my God. Do we drown him?
Whoa. Man, we can drown. No, I
that's
mean,
poetic justice.
No, I don't want him drowned. I want
no,
there's
I
gonna be
drown
there's
him.
Gonna be splatter blood. I want it. It's ooh, gonna be Kill Bill
okay.
type. Like, it's
sign
gonna
me
be
up.
Gross. Like,
I'm in this comic.
Right? You want to be in it?
Yeah. Let's go tell Issa Rae right now so we can get in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Taraji too. Cause again, if you listen, if you don't, here's full disclosure: I don't watch TV, so I've watched. Actually, I've never watched an episode of Empire, full disclosure. But
what?
I do.
You haven't been in my house to watch Empire?
No.
Oh. I guess that was just Rashonda.
Yeah. I don't watch TV. I don't watch
you
TV.
You haven't seen. I'm mixing you guys up with Sebastian. Sorry.
I don't watch TV, but I now go to movies because there's so many movies of beautiful things to see. And as I guess you could tell, like, being an assassin may or may not have been like a dream job of mine because that would be really cool. But I'm excited to see that. I did get Foxy Brown vibes too. And I think the last time I saw anything Foxy Brown was when I was a kid and I wasn't supposed to be watching it. But I watched it anyway because I was like, who is this bad mamma jamma? So I'm really excited to see something. Stop laughing at me or laughing at me. I know I'm corny. Anyway, I'm excited to see it. There's so much beautiful things happening in everything, movie, TV.
You know,
music.
I'm coming back when Black Panther comes.
Yeah, I'll we're dressing up. So if y'all want to go see Black Panther with us, right when it drops at midnight, like, we can get a crew.
You can only come if you're cute, though. You gotta come in a cute outfit.
Well, everyone. Everyone is cute.
Like, I do have to shout out that this is a very beautiful audience.
You're all so good looking.
Very, very, very proud.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Hey. But yeah, either we'll dress up. I don't know. We'll get like squad T-shirts. Squad. I've always wanted to do that.
Don't say squad. That's a Taylor Swift thing, and we don't like her.
She stole it.
She stole it, and now it's hers, and it sucks.
She steals everything. I'm not dealing with it.
I'm just gonna let her have it. I don't want to be associated with it.
My squad includes everyone, and not just white ladies. So you can all be on my squad.
Woo! I'm already in it. I'm like number one in the squad. Sorry, y'all are number two and below. All right.
All right. I think that we can stop dragging this out.
I mean,
now.
We did it. Like, we this did it. Our live show.
Our Let first live it. Show ever. I feel like they're telling us we should talk about. There's a things. List.
Our sponsors are awesome.
Woohoo!
This podcast festival, Philadelphia Podcast Festival, would not exist without the kind and generous support of
the Philadelphia Podcasting Society, which we just became members of today.
Bridge Set Sound. Thank you.
Steel Empire. Woo!
Tattooed Mom.
Woo! My favorite bar in Philly.
Get your pickled martinis.
Pickled martinis. Fireball Printing, who we've worked with before professionally, and they're really rad.
They're really great, yeah.
Pyroglyphic Studio. I hope we said that right.
And Philly Banner Express and Tea House Inc. Wildfire Radio.
And Click Save Photography Design. Woo! We're done. Thank you.
And we're black girls laughing.
Oh, I guess I should say our last thing where you can find us. You can find us on the internet, on Twitter, at BLK Girls Laughing with no G, at our website, www.blackgirlslaughing.com, on Facebook, facebook.com/blackgirlslaughing, at our personal Instagrams. I'm at BEEKNIGHTLY at B Knightley.
And I'm at Bree Hines. Bree like the cheese, Hines like Gregory Hines, who she still doesn't know who he is, but we're gonna figure that out today.
And you can email us if you want to say your show was great, your show sucked, you guys are awesome, I want to hang out with you, I want to be a part of your Black Panther squad, blackgirlslaughing@gmail.com.
Yes, and please, you can subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts, on the other one, Stitcher, and on SoundCloud.
So check us out, and thank you all for coming and joining us.